All right, on my way into the office, I just wanted to jump on here real quick and tell a story. I thought it was important and a valuable lesson, especially as I teach a lot of legal laws. I know a few reached out to me regarding Ohio v. Robinette, the Fourth Amendment requirement that does not non-requirement to advise people to free to leave before a consent can be granted. I'm going to do a video on that this afternoon. There's a new piece of case law that came out today. I'm also going to be reading that as soon as I get into the office. I'm running a little late today. Rainy day, shitty weather here in New Jersey. But I want to tell you a story real quick. And when you hear this story, when we're done with it and I tell you how it can be fixed, this will prevent you from suffering through the embarrassments or the not knowing what to do in this situation and the poor guidance of my command staff at the time on what to do or how to handle it and what I later found out to be not true and things you can do here in the state of New Jersey. So let me tell you a story. I'll tell you two of them. One, I get sent to a facility where, it's like a general packing facility, like a FedEx or a UPS. And some dude, walked up to a girl that worked with him, grabbed her ass. She smacked him in the face, and he, literally gave her a black eye. This poor woman caught a black eye. Now, she showed the police headquarters with her mother. And I'll never forget, at that time, our lieutenant saying to me, Yeah, write it up. Tell him to go sign a complaint in court. It's a simple assault. And, later on, I realized that it wasn't just a simple assault. It was a sexual assault here, or sexual contact in New Jersey. And not only that, but if we had done a little bit more work as patrol officers, I could have developed enough probable cause to actually sign a complaint against the guy myself. Couldn't have arrested him because if it was a simple assault, let's say, I could have arrested him in person, but I could have certainly signed a complaint. That's where I'm going with this conversation. Second story I have for you is when a kid in the mall, there was three dudes who were pretty much critters coming down one side of the escalator, and they start whistling, passing comments to this kid's girlfriend. The kid's 17, 18 years old. And one kid says, "Yo, your girlfriend's got a fat ass," or something. The kid's "Yo, go fuck yourself." So the three of these animals jump over the escalator banister and literally beat the shit out of this kid. Not to the point where it's aggravated, just to the point where it's simple assault and it's fucked up, right? So we show up and, of course, there's 12 witnesses. They're like, "Yo, this kid didn't do anything. These guys are fucking animals." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." I remember a captain coming. He was working in the mall with me at the time. And I'm like, what do we do with this? And I was real new. And he's like, "Yeah, take a report, man. They want to sign complaints later on." And I'm telling the father of this child, this poor 17 or 18 year old kid, his dad came there and he's like, "You guys can't do anything." And I'm like, "No, I guess we can't, I'm collecting witnesses' names and all this stuff. And we have these three pieces of shit who are sitting there that did this poor kid." And, it was nuts later on that I found out that we actually can do something. And most of you in the States that, I think collectively we all have the same rules across the country, maybe slightly a little different when it comes to the in-presence requirement, right? We know that in the state of New Jersey, in order to make a arrest for most non-indictable or misdemeanor offenses, you have to witness it. But what a lot of people don't realize, and I found this collectively throughout the country, is that even though if you don't witness it, if you develop enough probable cause that it occurred, you can always sign a complaint against the guy. You can't physically arrest him or the girl. You can't physically arrest him, but you can sign a complaint. So there's a simple assault that occurred, and you had enough independent witnesses or enough evidence to show that, this occurred. This guy was the victim. This guy was the defendant. Whatever it may be, you can actually sign a complaint, whether it's a short form we have in New Jersey, like a ticket book, or go back to your police department, write your investigation report or your incident report. And then you can go into your summons system, either summons or, warrant system, whatever you guys may have in your collective agencies. In New Jersey, it may be known as the ECR system, electronic complaint, whatever document. Right, so you could do that, and you could sign a complaint against the guy and have him appear in court for a summons. I could not believe this, and when I learned this from some legal professionals that I didn't know we could do this when I had to go outside of what was available to me at my police department, and I brought it back, and I'm like, "Yeah, I guess you can do this. How about that?" And then one guy who I didn't work with was like, "Yeah, we could do that." And then once we learned that we could do that, the tables kind of turned, and when there was a, I'm not saying every single time, but when there was a moral dilemma where we felt the police should take some action, we no longer referred to the courts or played some bullshit or didn't know what to do. We actually signed complaints and sent people to court to answer for the actions they had taken, especially when we have victims, like a guy was not bothering anybody in a bar. Some dude gets drunk and sucker punches him in the face, and we get seven people telling us exactly what happened. We're going to take action on that. We're not going to refer it to the court. You know, I'm not saying about two complete idiots that we deal with all the time that fist fight each other. You know, that's it's a different story, but maybe it's not. You know, it just depends. So just knowing you have these tools available to use. Now, again, we're not talking about the exceptions to the Apprentice Department, like domestic violence, DWI, shoplifting, theft of library materials, defendant's admission, all that stuff. I'm talking about you can't make the arrest. Don't think you just have to walk away. You can't do anything. You can still charge. And people will say, well, where does it say that? I mean, it says it in the court rules. If you read correctly, I always say this back to people when they think that, well, I haven't found it anywhere. Well, where does it say that you can't do that? We've done it several, I mean, probably hundreds of times collectively as a large police department. And it's good to go. Remember, the rules say you can't make an arrest. It doesn't say you can't charge. Develop probable cause that a crime has occurred. Hopefully you guys learned something from that. You know, my advice to you is this is all very new stuff. There are a lot of people who've been in this game for a long time. There are administrators and coworkers that are not privy to see videos like this or experience a two-day program. And I give you this advice not to ruffle feathers, to do the job better. Essentially, that's where this training comes from. I'm sick of watching people not know what the fuck to do. The cops looking like goddamn idiots. It drives me crazy. It's mission-driven. I'm literally trying to help people stop looking at fucking morons and not knowing what to do and not knowing what tools are available to them to apprehend criminals and enforce law enforcement. And, you know, the criminal justice objectives of police officers throughout the country collectively. It's just simple things. You know, people say it all the time. You're going to see a video today. We're actually editing a video right now where people are like, yo, it's crazy how much stuff we don't know and we don't use. And I'm like, I know. That's why we have the training. That's why we do the things that we do. We can no longer depend on anybody but ourselves for correct, accurate information. There are a handful of folks out there who know exactly what they're doing, and there's a lot that don't. So with that being said, guys, hopefully this helped out. I'll more than likely see you in a bit.